Hold That Tiger, Covering Up, and Knowing the Difference. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Football Tigers of Benton Harbor High School are already proving their comeback season of a year ago was no fluke, with two big wins right out of the chute against two of the better teams in their respective leagues. A 28-7 win over Marshall of the Interstate 8 in Week 1, and a last-second 28-21 win last week over Grand Rapids South Christian of the always-tough OK Gold. In that win at South Christian last week, the Tigers drove 58 yards and 62 seconds for the winning score, a 5-yard run by Denny Brown, set up by a 45-yard pass from Brown to Jeremy Burrell. The Tigers head coach, Elliot Uzalak, told MHSAA network affiliate WSJM in St. Joseph last Saturday what he thought of the effort.
You guys are killing me. These close games, 109 to go and we're losing. I thought, oh, geez. I tell you, that is a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of our kids. It showed their mental toughness and physical toughness. They didn't give up.
And Uzalak, the former college football coach who came out of retirement to revive the Benton Harbor program, says that the winning mindset is sinking in.
All of a sudden, in their eyes, they were defeated. They were going for it. You could just sense that. And that's a huge turnaround for us at Benton Harbor High School. I'm telling you, people don't understand how big that is.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brady Hunter and Alex Cherry of Gaylord St. Mary, who combined for 5 pass interceptions, part of a state record-setting 7-pick night for the Snowbirds in a 30-6 football win over Bay City All Saints. And Connor Piccolo of Fraser, who had 3 first-half goals in his team's 5-2 soccer win over St. Clair Shores Lakeview last week to stay undefeated in 5 games. Are you fueling properly? Most student-athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Everything in the game of football from a rules-making perspective starts and ends with an increased focus on player safety. One big point of emphasis for the 2016 season centers on equipment being worn properly by all players. Too often we see college and pro players, especially those at the skill positions, wearing football pants that come nowhere close to covering the knee area. With the continued focus on all high school players to lower the target zone when hitting an opponent to keep the head out of football, kids must wear pants with knee pads that completely cover the knee area to avoid those types of injuries.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. I'm going to stay in the officials' lane in closing today to help further educate you on the rules, because I can tell by the variety of radio broadcasts I've dropped in on in just the first 2 weeks of the football season tell me that we have too many people who watch games on Saturday and Sunday believing that the same rules apply on Friday nights. Let's start with 2 points on the passing game, the tackle box and the uncatchable pass. Neither exist in high school football. To avoid an intentional grounding call, all the quarterback has to do is get the pass in the neighborhood of an eligible receiver. And I can't tell you how many times I go to games and see entire sidelines erupt on an overthrown ball and coaches and kids waving their hands over the head. Whether the ball was catchable or not doesn't matter when calling pass interference in high school. And speaking of pass interference, it may be a 15-yard maximum penalty, but it is not an automatic first down. In fact, personal fouls in general do not result in automatic first downs. Only roughing calls to the passer, the kicker, the snapper, and the holder are automatic first downs in high school. You can view a complete list of rules differences between the preps and the college pro games on the football page of the MHSAA website. And if you would just take the time to know the difference, the easier life would be for those who do know them when they arrive for work on Fridays, the officials. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.